Afternoons with Ryan Price on CFAX 1070.
Josh Hilden sitting in for Ryan Price today. There's crimes that happen with frequency. You see people from time to time robbing stores, and you see people from time to time blowing red lights and causing big crashes and drinking and driving. And as much as you hate to see these things happen at all, you realize that they do happen. People do make errors, and they go to the criminal justice system because of it. One of those things you expect to be relatively few and far between, though, things like murder, aggravated assault, child pornography charges. But it seems as of late, there has been an increase of things related to child pornography out on the West Shore. For more on this, I'm going to bring in Corporal Nancy Sagar from the West Shore RCMP. Thank you for joining us today, Nancy.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So what have we seen in the last year or so with relation to child pornography-related charges?
Well, we've seen a massive increase. So just to give you a couple quick statistics, sure. In 2021, there were 19 child pornography investigations done by the West Shore RCMP. And in 2022, that number jumped to 39 child pornography investigations. And that represents a 105% increase compared to that previous year. So it's definitely a massive increase.
Wow. I mean, more than a hundredfold increase, or 100% increase in year over year, essentially. What, if anything, could be attributed to this?
You know, we hesitate to really speculate on what's causing this. I think you really kind of have to dive into some hard research on that. But what I can tell you, my biggest theory is that we have a population increase. We're still the fastest growing community in all of BC. And so that with that increase, you're going to see increases all over, not just in one particular type of crime, but in others as well.
Sure. I mean, things scale, even bad things. So that makes a bit of sense there. So over the last year or so, what has the West Shore RCMP Serious Crime Unit investigated with relation to these kinds of crimes?
Right. So Serious Crime Unit, they investigate a variety of serious criminal offenses. They do things like attempted murder, aggravated assault, robbery, etc. One of the most consistent type of investigations that they do, in fact, the majority of what they do is investigating crimes like possession, distribution, and production of child pornography. Mm-hmm. And so these investigations, they take anywhere from months to several years to complete. And they're very, very complex in nature. They rely heavily on policing resources. We're talking about investigators that are required to obtain production orders, search warrants, conducting surveillance. And then, of course, once you gather digital devices, then you need to enlist the skills of a tech crime specialist in order to analyze enormous amounts of digital data. So it's a very lengthy type of investigation. And really what we wanted to do is just highlight what this unit is doing, how hard they're working. And one of the major things that we saw in the last 5 months was six convictions come in for child pornography-related offenses in the last 5 months out of the investigations that our officers are doing here at the West Shore.
So what should the public take to heart here? Should they be aware of things that are inappropriate out in public? What's the action point here for folks?
You know, the takeaway here is that traditionally, we've shied away from speaking about these types of investigations for a couple of reasons. One, it's a very, very sensitive topic. Two, there's publication bans that are placed on these investigations that prevent us from sharing details that would identify the victims.
Sure.
So traditionally, a lot of police departments and including us in the past have shied away from speaking about this publicly because we have so many restrictions in place. I can't actually tell you any of the details of these investigations other than what I've already listed, which is, hey, individual got convicted. I can't tell you their name because that might identify the victim. And so it really, it's hard to report on these events, but it's really important for the community to know that we're doing this important work, that this type of work is increasing and in what's coming into us, what's being reported to the RCMP, and that our officers are dedicated and we're going to get that job done. We're going to see it through, and you can see the results really speak for themselves.
Speaking with Corporal Nancy Sagar from the West Shore RCMP about the essentially the 105% increase in investigations relating to child pornography related crimes just in the last year. Now, Nancy, before we go, I have to ask, a lot of these investigations can be tough for the investigators themselves. What kind of resources are available for the officers and the other investigators as they go through these horrific crimes, whether they be murder or child porn or the rest of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think you really highlighted a very important topic there. Our officers, especially when they're viewing these images, they're exposed to some of the most horrific things you could probably imagine. Mm-hmm. And that leaves a mark on you, both, you know, mentally, but I imagine spiritually as well. Many of our officers have families, they have their own children, and so it affects them in different ways. We have psychologists that are available to speak to our officers. We have peer support. A lot of these investigations, too, you know, we're not just saying one investigation is done by one officer and that's it. No, the Serious Crimes Unit works as a team, and so they really divvy up that work on that one investigation, and they're all working towards the same goal, and that really provides support internally, but it also allows them to debrief with each other, and again, the counseling is available, there's therapy that's available, and so we really make sure that we're open to talking about the stressors of this job, especially when you're seeing traumatic events, because you're right, it does take a toll.
Now, for the victims of crime, whether it be, child pornography or exploitation or anything else, mm-hmm. how can they, obviously they can contact police to report a crime, but there are more information and resources available for folks as they kind of navigate through the process themselves, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, obviously you can report it. You can also go online. You can check out victimsinfo.ca. There's really great resources listed out there, especially for the province of British Columbia in terms of where you can turn to for help and support. You can also talk to a trusted adult. Maybe there's somebody in your life, whether it be a teacher or a caregiver that you really trust. If you are a victim, you can always go forward to them. And the other big thing here, too, is that if you're an adult and you notice that there's a child in your life that, maybe something's just not right, just opening up and trying to have a conversation with them, maybe not about this topic in particular, but just anything. You never know who's really just waiting for you to ask them how they're doing.
Absolutely. Corporal Nancy Sagar from the West Shore RCMP, I do appreciate your time on the CFAX Afternoon Show today. Best of luck out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.